Hey, we are back. Wanted to drop a little playlist on you guys this week. You know, we like to every other week bless you guys with a playlist. So me and Josh were sitting here talking about last week's episode. We wanted to kind of tie in with that. So Josh, why don't you fill our audience in on what we'll be talking about?
Yeah, so last week's episode, we were talking a little bit about catchy songs, songs that get stuck in your head, but also sticky songs.
Sticky.
And for me, I feel like the biggest difference, if there is one, between sticky and catchy. Catchy are those songs that are super, super repetitive, like borderline annoying, just getting you to memorize the hook, right? That pop technique. Whereas sticky, which is kind of like a certain element that Jaron and I prefer, it's like longer form melodies that they do get in your head, but sometimes it takes a couple listens. Sometimes like the infectiousness is not so like annoying and instantaneous. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to give you some examples of that and some music that we like that's we think is sticky or catchy or what have you. So I'll get it started here. Erica, Tyrone.
Ooh, I can hear it in my head right now. Like that's literally one of my favorite songs to sing along to.
Erica is pretty great at this. She had a lot of kind of like longer form neo soul, but some of her shorter records were just wonderful. Carry around all day.
Definitely. And going off of that, I'm gonna go with Say Yes by Floetry. That's one I just had to put Josh on recently. He said, man, this is pretty graphic. I'm like, it might be graphic, but it's sticky. Like, look, he can't get out of his head already now. Like,
yeah, it's extra sticky, man.
Definitely, you know, going off that neo-soul vibe, we were just going with Erica, like, definitely one of my favorite neo-soul songs. Very easy to sing along to, but not so repetitive that, you know, like, get it out.
Sure. The next thing, Nirvana, Heart-Shaped Box. Nirvana is pretty brilliant at this. I mean, a lot of the lyrics are kind of nonsensical, but Kurt Cobain had definitely concise ear for melodies.
Apparently, he didn't know what he was talking about either.
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun doing it, evidently.
Sticking with that, I actually got a Nirvana song myself. I got Come As You Are by Nirvana. That's actually off the album Before Nevermind. Check it out.
Yeah, great record. Super easy to listen to. Lost Art of Keeping a Secret by Queens of the Stone Age. I didn't want to do this playlist without getting one Queens of the Stone Age song.
Yeah.
Like my favorite rock band of all time. This is off of Rated R. Like pretty much everything on Rated R, their record, like falls into this category. Just brilliant, simple, like rock, like wonderful melodies.
And I'm going to go ahead and co-sign that pick. Josh just put me on this record and this album, actually this artist. And I was digging the hell out that song.
Man, Queens of the Stone Age, man. Fantastic.
So I co-signed that one. I got I Can't Help It by Michael Jackson. And that, I believe that song was written by Stevie Wonder, so you know it's extra sticky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Great record. I like one of my more favorite Michael Jackson cuts.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of his the stuff that all of us know is super, super simple, monotonous, catchy.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff is a little more complexity to it.
Yeah, it's real sophisticated and, you know, nice melody, real smooth. That's off the Wall album.
Up next, Sade, Smooth Operator.
Sade.
Smooth Operator is like my favorite Sade song. It's got a great hook. Yeah, great, awesome production, horn section. It's got everything that a young Soto wants.
I don't see, my favorite Sade song pretty much changes every night. I mean, every day. Every day, not night.
All right.
I got a Girl by The Internet. Probably one of the best R&B songs of the 2010s, if not the best to me.
I co-sign that. I won't even argue with that. That's a good record.
It's so smooth, and like I can hear it time and time again and never get sick of it. I hear something new in it all the time, but I'm still singing to it, you know?
Sid is a brilliant vocalist for that
definitely.
One.
I think she's great at this sticky technique.
Totally. Good songwriter. Up next, go a little more current, Say So by Doja Cat. This is kind of an oddball pick, but, I mean, Doja Cat is... I really like some of the material. Some of the production is really, really catchy, really great. I like this melody, man. I think it's a stickier kind of song. Yeah, I mean, she's got some stuff that, you know, I don't like so much, but she's, I think, a pretty genuine pop artist. Some good songwriting in there, so shout her out.
For sure. All right, for me, I got a current one on here, too. Going totally left field of what you're doing, though. I got The Box by Roddy Ricch. Man, that song... I don't even know why I like that song, but it's just so infectious. Like, I can't get it out of my head. Yeah. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's so well written. Yeah, Roddy Ricch is kind of taking over the game a little bit.
Yeah, and
a ton of attention.
He just does that. Like, that song is just playing all his flows. Like, you know, 10 seconds later, it's a new flow, you know?
Like, sure. Is this our last one?
I got two more.
Oh, you got two more. Okay, well, I'll throw this out here right now then. Big Soda, Don Quixote. Sure, I'll put my own song on the damn playlist.
I'm gonna kill some dragons. Yeah, that's the one. I co-signed that. I was like, if you're gonna put a Soda song on here, definitely gotta be this one.
It surprised me that was everyone's favorite off the record, but it's like a short melody.
Sticky, man.
Yeah. So there you go.
And then my last two, I got Call My Name by Prince. That's off the Musicology record, 2004. Prince was a little older this time, but, you know, I think he was just trying to show the youngsters he still had it.
Yeah.
I could still write a hit.
He had a lot of catchy in him. Yeah. He had a lot of sticky, too, definitely. For sure.
So, check that out. And then ending my list is probably, if I had to pick, like, my favorite song of all time or, like, one of my favorite songs of all time, it would be this one, Drive by Incubus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you get more sticky?
Yeah, probably not. Really well-written rock. I mean, it's kind of like a pop rock song.
Yeah, definitely.
Almost in the song structure.
I feel like they like mastered that, though, especially in that era of Incubus, like making a rock song that was pop, you know? So.
That's our playlist. Sticky songs. Maybe you'll find them to be catchy. Maybe they'll take multiple listens for you. But Jaren and I both like these material a lot.
Sure. So just to recap, we got Say Yes by Floetry.
Tyrone, Erykah Badu.
I Can't Help It by Michael Jackson.
Heart-Shaped Box, Nirvana.
We got Drive by Incubus.
Lost Art of Keeping a Secret by Queens of the Stone Age.
Girl by the Internet.
Smooth Operator by Sade.
Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Say So, Doja Cat.
The Box by Roddy Ricch.
Don Quixote, Big Soda.
And Call My Name by Prince.
Great songs. I hope you enjoy these songs as much as we do. Not that we know what we're talking about.
But I had fun doing it.
See you next week.
Peace.